Remember how the death penalty case of George McFarland's sleeping attorney brought national attention to the issue of poor representation in Texas? Well, Jim Marcus with UT Law School's Capital Punishment Clinic says today's U.S. Supreme Court's decision means people will now be able to appeal their convictions on the basis of poor representation, even in federal court. Marcus filed a friend of the court brief in the case of Trevino versus Tyler.
This is a capital case, the Trevino case, but this decision applies to all prisoners, not just death sentence prisoners.
Marcus says even with today's Supreme Court's decision, it's extremely difficult to prove poor representation. Sleeping attorneys are not very common, but Marcus says poor representation by omission is widespread.
There might be a case where there's an eyewitness who implicates your client as being present at the scene, but you know, there's four other eyewitnesses that were never talked to who say differently. So more often than not, what we're talking about are errors that result in the jury being deprived of a full and accurate picture of the facts of the case.
Another challenge in non-capital cases? Convicts are not provided with lawyers to do the work on their behalf. Joy Diaz, KUT News.